I want to talk to you just a little while about the newness. I want to deal with this newness here because that's the second part of the operation. In fact, if we go over to Colossians chapter 2 real fast, which I'm not there, but let's head over to Colossians chapter 2. And if I have to title this, it's Understanding the Newness. We're still in total destruction through R3. It's about part 6. And tonight, we're just going to talk and just get this down. Because when you understand the newness of life, you begin to walk in it differently. We truly are, we're coming into a place where God is strengthening an area that has not been awakened. Though it happened when you received Jesus, you were born again. But the full understanding of the newness of life hasn't really touched the body. And what we've discovered, we discovered more of an understanding of the death, of dying to self and all that stuff. And now we've even dealt through R3 of the understanding of the baptizo, which is dying or being buried. But now the raising is amazing, how fast you're raised, how fast that when you die, you are raised instantly. Remember on Sunday when we looked at in Colossians chapter 2, go over there real fast. Kurt said he's been stuck here too. Can't get away from it, man. And we're going to pick up right around verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein, this is the word that was very interesting. When you see the transition, it's amazing. When God makes you to understand it, he said it just like God showed me, just exactly the same. I'm like, that's it. When you get buried with him by baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation. So you're buried and risen. That is the full stretch of the operation. But then what takes place when you understand the operation, you take on the nature of the operation. If you go to get your eyes worked on, D, and they work on your eyes and they tell you they have a new procedure that can get you back to 20/20, you expect that procedure to do what they said.
That's it.
Jesus. Now you got to understand that, guys. You expect that procedure to do exactly what they said. If they're telling you, EB, that they're going to work on your knees, you expect the results in the knees.
Yes.
And that's, see, now you have to have faith or understanding before you go lay on that table. You know what they're doing, so you have faith in the operation.
Yes, yes.
You know if they're going to work on your eyes, you have faith in the operation. You don't get the results of the operation in the realm of the spirit if you don't understand it. You don't get the results of it. And so the results of the operation is this. This is what is supposed to be coming out when you understand that I'm buried and risen. That's the operation. But this is the results. Efficiency. Strong, effectual working. These are the results of the operation. Working efficiency. Used only in the New Testament as talking about superhuman power. That we know it's coming from God. So now, the operation now, the faith that I'm supposed to have at my death or the burial, is that when I'm up, I'm buried, but I'm raised. And what happens in burying and raising, what takes place genuinely, is now I put on superhuman power. That's the effect of my being under rhema after I've had a session. I'm already in superhuman power. But I have to have the knowledge of the operation that I'm under.
Amen.
Yes,
that's right.
That's Jesus. Right,
that's right.
Can you imagine getting operated on, right? Let's say you got 4 different things wrong with your body. The doctors don't tell you what 4 is going to be worked on. So now, can you imagine how long it will take to come into focus, to understand what he did?
What he really did?
The full scope of it.
You had 4 problems. So now you're going through remission and you don't know what he did. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's say he cut you in 4 areas, but he only operated on 1. You got 4 cuts.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. So you don't know that your knee is getting stronger because that's the area he worked on.
That's it.
So you don't know how to have faith in the operation that was performed. Understanding the newness. We understand burial. We got baptism. We got more baptism last night. We got a plethora of understanding of baptism. Right? But now understanding the second half of the operation is understanding the newness of life that we come into. And that's where we pick up. And we're going to go to Mark 4. No, go to Romans 6 and 4 first.
We'll go to Mark after that.
Romans 6 and 4. This is crazy now. This is absolutely, I can't believe what the newness really is. When you were in the beginning in the Father. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It should have kicked in if you've been buried with him by baptism. The newness of life we should walk in. If you understand it, you should walk in it. In the newness of life. Jesus. The word newness means renewal in the Greek. It's renewal. And what renewal means, an instance of resuming an activity. Resuming. Come on. You've been here before. You've been here before.
That's something else, boy.
I think it says from the foundations of the world, we were already in him from the foundations before the world ever began. Everything. What's happening is, it's almost like you're coming out of a coma and you've been asleep. But you've been here before. That's why El Shaddai is at it, the God that speaks of time. Your spiritual memory is coming back into play. That's why it's like when you hear something, it pulls you into the realm of the spirit. When you hear something, it gives you hope to that lifestyle that's available. Like you can really get it, like almost you've already, it's already there. It's because there's already a familiarity about this with you. There's already one. You've already lived in the Father before time ever began. You were already there in the place of eternity. And your spirit has knowledge of this. It feels like second nature. It feels like, man, you can really run through troops. You can leap over walls. It feels like, man, I can raise the dead. Because you've already been there. The renewal, the newness of life is an instance of resuming an activity or state after it's been interrupted. Oh, God. The state that's now on us, we were interrupted by what? By sin. Sin interrupted this realm. Your spirit was already with God and understands the divine nature of God. And Rhema brings you back to your divine nature. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell all you here that were here on Tuesday, you leaders. When you guys looked at the person you were supposed to prophesy to, you moved yourself out the way and you stepped into the divine nature that some of you didn't know was already there. Isn't that right, prophetess? You moved self out of the way and you looked at your person and you discerned them. Nobody in here discerned wrong. But you moved yourself. How did you move yourself like that? To be able to discern and literally read somebody else and perceive somebody else. Because it was always there. It's a state that was merely interrupted by sin. That the Rhema word causes the sin nature to die and that state rises again. So when you're dead, you're all the way back into the place that the Father had you from the beginning. It is a born-again experience. Joshua, it is. I was talking to him about that on the way over here. It is a born-again experience. It is the true born again experience. Because when you got born again, watch this. You came in under revelation. When you got born again, there was a rhema about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what made you born again. Mm-hmm. Well, the moment you don't live under rhema, you stopped the renewal. You stay under interruption because you're still in sin, because you're still in the carnal. But when rhema's alive, that goes and the renewal begins again. There's no more interruption between you and the state that you were created in. And now you have an instantaneous realm of power. Am I saying too much?
No, you're good.
You have an instantaneous realm of power, and because there's no more, it's a resuming of a state. When you're under rhema, you touch the death, the baptism, and the newness of life. That's the operation. You've got to understand the newness now. You've got to understand that you're resuming a state. You ain't learning about a state. You've already been in that state, and you've already got power already because you've lived there already. My God,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
And the devil doesn't want you to know that.
That's it, apostle.
He doesn't want you
to
know
it,
that.
Apostle.
He doesn't want you to. Come on, I said it for all my ministry. My wife can contest to this. She can really, really identify. All my ministry. How did they go from common men to great apostles in 3 years? How in the world did they move with exploits like that? When the church tells us we got to go to cemetery school, we got to do all this stuff in seminary, we got to do all this stuff, theology, we got to get deep, we got to shut in, we got to fast, we got to pray, and then grow up in some years, and then come up in the rank, work underneath your pastor, sweep the floor, do this, do that, and before you know it, you'll be anointed. That's not what happened when they followed Jesus. And I'll tell you something, people like Philip and Stephen came running faster than the apostles. Mm-hmm. These two came out the gate. The hard boy. And they just coming into this. You want to know why? They just merely resumed where they always were because they died and they stayed in the apostles' doctrine. And their nature, the God nature, returned the way it always should have been. When we die under baptism, the newness now is on us. And I'm going to show you how to understand that. Now, this is really, really, it's simple but deep. Mark 4 and 12. Watch this here. We don't seem to understand. Oh, help us charge it up now. Charge it up, Jesus. Charge it up. Charge this thing up. Charge it up. What confirms my being under newness? Not just propitiation. Propitiation is major. That confirms my death, and it also confirms the newness of my mind. I'm not any longer afraid. I'm new in it. My mind is renewed, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yeah, by the renewing or by getting back into the state of the God mind. When you were in him, you didn't have any problem. You didn't even know you existed. That's how deep you had no problems. You didn't even know you were there. Watch this. Here's what Jesus said in Mark 4 and 12. It says here that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted. Highlight the word converted if you have it. And their sins should be forgiven them. All right? You got that, Jay? Mm-hmm. You see that? What happens at conversion?
To revert.
Oh, you already in the definition. Look at you. Go ahead. You go ahead and cheat. I don't mind. You're good. Oh, it means God. To, come on. Did anybody, you see that? You see that there? Isn't that amazing?
To revert.
It's saying, you thought you were being changed into something. You ain't being changed into something. You're going back to where you belong. Hallelujah.
Come on. Jesus.
You ain't being changed. See, and that's a faith block right there. Because you think you're being changed into someone supernatural. No. You're returning back to your supernatural.
Jesus.
Come on.
He's not changing you. No. He's returning you. Oh, God. There's a difference. Praise his name. You know what I'm talking about. The muscle memory when you get in the gym, how fast people that have worked out, the muscle memory, muscles have memory, and the muscles begin to remember the regimen of old just like that. 2 weeks in, and you're starting to see the difference. 2 weeks in, and there's a change. Why? Because it's reverting back to what it knew.
That's good. Amen.
That's good.
And that's a quicker process than someone that never worked out.
Amen.
Oh my God, my God. You take a man that stopped working out for 7 years, and you take a man that never worked out. The guy that just stopped is going to get buff about 3 times or 5 times faster as the guy that never worked his muscles.
Amen.
What am I trying to say? There was a time when you were in God that you were fully developed. He said, I speak to them, which I understand now. I speak to them in parables. Yeah. Because if I speak to them in understanding and they haven't reversed, what they'll do is they'll start to walk in newness of life and sin at the same time. So I don't let them understand. Now watch this. This is so powerful. God said to me, he said, so son, you have to let them know. It's very, very simple. If they hear Rhema, it's because they're converted. Oh! If your ear can hear, it's because you've already been converted. The newness is that because your ear can hear the Rhema word, and this is, don't think deep with this because you'll miss it. Your ear is already, it's already home. It's already in the place of the divine nature of God. You've already been converted. If you weren't converted, you couldn't hear. He says it right here. He says it. He says that seeing, let's go to Mark 4 and 11. Someone read verse 11 for me, please, real fast. Mark 4 and 11. Prophetess, will you read 4 and 11 for me? And put your voice on this.
And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Read 12 now.
That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, as at any time they should be converted, mm-hmm. and their sin should be forgiven. But unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God.
That stood out to me big time.
Because that's in our faith.
It is given. You do it. I gave it to you to get rain. And now what's taken place is, now that the newness of life is now a return to a place of power. It's not a start. You're not a novice in this. Your flesh will try to tell you, no. That's why when you first got born again, you had crazy faith. Telling rain to stop. Telling lights to change. Telling people that are sick to get up. You didn't think nothing of it. Why? Because you were back to where you belong. I know people at their conversion that had greater faith than their now place 20 years later. They lost that. Why? Because they're not under Rhema. When they first got in, everything was about Jesus. Everything was about Jesus. Everything they did was about Jesus. And they had no idea, but they were living a life under the revelation of Jesus. Under Rhema. And their faith was stupid crazy. Man, I've seen new believers want to go in and tear hospice down. But these ancient Christians that just sit on it, no longer quickened about him. Nah. They get into ritualistic stuff called the elders of the church. Let's pray a prayer of faith over them. And they think a prayer of faith is saying that it's a prayer of faith. We pray the prayer of faith over you. That's not faith. The real prayer is rain. Being under rain. See, what took place to those crazy newbies is that they are back home again. They're in their original state. Nobody needs to stop them. Just educate them along the way. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm telling you here is when he says here, he said, I speak to them in parables. He said, I don't let them perceive, I don't let them hear, and I don't let them come into a place of understanding, lest at any time they should be converted. And I said, Lord, why? Why do you hold back? He said, what I do there, he said, what takes place there, he said, it's not that I'm not trying to bring them in. He said, but what I'm doing is I'm causing hunger to rise through parables. Through the parables, it's causing hunger. It's causing a thirst. It's causing a thirst. Now, it goes back over to the definition here in newness. If we look at the definition in newness here, let's go back over to newness real quick. Actually, no. Let's look at converted here. It might be under converted. Just one second, guys. I'm going to show you one more thing here. This is what happens. Look at this. In conversion, what you're doing is returning to the love of wisdom and righteousness. It's the bait. See, he's baiting them. He's not converting them, but he's making them want to understand. And once the love, now I'm going to say this to you, and it's going to be powerful. The reason why we're getting rhema is because we've returned back to the love of his wisdom.
Come on.
When you get up chasing it, he says, I'm pouring it. You're showing you love me. And when I pour it, I'm showing I love you. Amen. It's the real state of love. You're returning back to the love of wisdom, and you've returned back to it. Those guys he speaks to in parables in the beginning, they don't care about nothing. They just want to see stuff. They just want, give me the fish and the loaves. Give me this and that. Mm. These guys that stayed and they said, could you please explain unto us the parable? Yeah, come on. He was showing, every time you ask Jesus a question, he's showing them, hey, you're falling in love with me. Every time you stick around to understand, you're showing that you love him. You want to know more. And it's pulling you in. So you don't understand. Really, the real reason why you're getting rhema right now is because you've been converted and you have fallen back in love with him more than the love of the world. So now, because he sees your love, he's giving you his. He told me to tell you guys this tonight. He said that there is no greater expression of love that I have than to give you rhema. He told me, and here's your scripture proof, very, very profound. Thank you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Every time you get rhema, he's giving his Son. He's giving his Son. He's giving his Son. Every time he pours it out, he's giving you his Son. So you have to understand, because now you're buried with him. Now you're in the newness. You're in this great love, this place of love. And I'm trying to tell you right now, you're not coming into the knowledge of power. You're already there. You just have to trust him. You just have to trust it. You have to trust it and let it become the nature, the way that you live. That there's a problem, speak to it. You have power. You really have power. You're not being changed. No. You've already been changed. That's all that has to happen.
Yes. I can totally find that. All this week, God has been dealing with me on a personal level. And he's been telling me, like, see yourself greater than what you really are. That's been what he's been ministering to me personally all this week. You have to see yourself greater than what you are. And he blessed me even farther, because last night before we got here, I was high. And, the night of the training, I was high. And he said, you have to see yourself greater than what you are. And I was like, well, why is that important? He said, because knowing is seeing.
It sure is.
So once you see yourself greater than what you are, you become familiar with that place.
Say that again. Knowing is what?
Knowing is seeing.
So now as he's pouring out for you to know what you are in the newness, he's going to make you see what you are. That's why we have to mark forward. Because when you know it, you see it. And I'm starting to see it so much more. I prayed today. I policed the atmosphere today. I told you to deal with debt and lack. I policed it so hard today, I promise you. I got up from that place. I felt so rich, financially rich. I said, oh, I've been here before. I was confused. I thought I had money, like big money. No, no, yeah, you don't even see what I'm saying. I thought there was money in places in my physical realm. And when I turned and I couldn't see it, I felt so weird. I felt really strange. I felt like it was already here. I felt like I really can't, it's very hard to describe, but I felt it in my, I broke through because of this revelation on the newness, and I started to police under the revelation of the newness of, because you don't seem to understand, oh God, yes Lord, when you understand newness, when newness hits, you got to understand, your origin changes. Amen. The principality changes. See, because now I'm back in my converted state, my place or the source of my blessing changes from the source of my cursing. My source of not enough, lack, principality, oppression, all this stuff saying that's been around me for all my 45 years that has just been sitting there. They disappear and Jesus now and kingdom now becomes my source. It's no longer an oppressive demonic place that's trying to stop me, but newness brings me under another principality, and his name is Jesus. My source and my, and I could feel it, and I'm telling you, I felt like it was already transferred. I thought it was here. I told Beth, if she was here, she'd be shaking her head. I'm like, yo, Beth, I got money all around me. I said, I feel like it's really here. I mean, I'm not talking about no surface style money. I'm talking about wealth. Because that is now my source. It now has become that he's the head of all principalities. And being in him causes me to be a head of all principalities. And so now my origin changed. And I prayed from a different place. Amen. Got to understand the fact that you've been, I'm back to my original state. I'm back in the Father. I'm back where I belong. And it happened because of Rhema. It's happening because of Rhema. My state changed. Everything shifted. And this is real. If I don't get interrupted again, if I stay out of interruptions, there's no stopping it. Spirit of God told me this, Mark 4. You don't have to go there. He told me again. He reminded me. I went there and he said, read the whole chapter of Mark 4 and I'm closing. I'd read the whole chapter and I got down to the end of the chapter. And I got to the place where it said, and Jesus rebuked the winds and said unto the sea, peace be still. He told me to tell y'all again. I promise you, he said. He told me to tell y'all, do not attack the surface anymore. When you attack the surface of your problem, you're showing him you don't have the faith that he gave you. He gave you understanding about how to attack the principality and do not deal with the surface until the principality has sat down. He said stagnation will stay in its place if you keep talking to the surface. He said nothing will move. He said the seas would have never stopped if he didn't call the wind to sit down. The seas would have kept on doing what they were doing. The source of its power, the source of your surface problem's power is the principality behind it. You have an anointing being dead and raised with him to deal with the principality. Change the origin. If the origin was an oppressive demon that was assigned to your life to bring lack and poverty, kill it. Kill it. If the origin was an oppressive demon caused, sent to make sure you never balance yourself financially, kill it. And then he said this, I'm done, I promise. He said, then go to bed and rise and see the harvest. Don't try to walk out of, he said, no. Anybody under Rhema, they're dealing with Rhema. You go to sleep and wake up and find that it's changed.
Kind of open up that revelation that God gave me. I gotta share it with you before the prodigal son. But what it really meant was when you really look at the story, right? When
that's a great son analogy.
That was there, so good.
That's right? A great analogy.
He left his father's house, but when he
went to his father, analogy.
his father, he told him, he remembered where he was, but at the same time, he didn't get to that level. That conversion is when his father came and told the servants, put on the best robe, give me the ring, give him the ring, put the shoes on his feet.
Excellent, excellent timing. Excellent
that
timing.
Was the perfect. Actual conversion.
Perfect timing.
The father never made any, he never said, okay, you got to get back to where you were.
Nope.
You to get back to
nope.
Where
none of that.
He's
none of that.
Exactly.
Let me watch you for a while before I endue you with power. Let me see if you're going to play games. Nope. Perfect timing, Dennis. Perfect timing. He got home and he got converted. He was reverted back. It means to come, to go again, convert, return, about again, to cause to come again. Perfect timing on that. Awesome. Came back and he was given, man, he was given effect. The other brother didn't understand. He didn't, watch this. He didn't understand. What? Oh! Watch this. Go a little bit further. It doesn't, he didn't understand. He's like, yo, I'm here, dude, and you don't do that for me. He said, you get it every day.
You in it, bro.
You in it. Oh, somebody better catch that. Somebody better catch that. You don't even know it, but you've already been in it.
Just call it.
Oh, my God. He could always kill a fatted calf. He always had a role. He always had a ring, praise God. But he was in it but never knew it. God is letting us know. You've been in it. Now I'm causing you to know it.
That's good.
That was a good addition to that.
Man, boy, oh boy, oh boy. So guys, it's not about not having the resource or the power. It's about recognizing you got it.
Got it.
I'm done. I'm done.
That's good.
Done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are in newness of life. Under the baptizo, there's a wherein, then when you've been slipped, you've been raised. And what I'm really starting to enjoy, oh, that devil thought he had me, is that when I'm dead, when I'm under baptizo, I'm starting to enjoy this truth. That's my old man under baptizo. Oh, man. When you start to understand that's my old man, all the stuff you could not stop doing stays under the water.
That's it. It's under there.
And you start accepting, what's your prayer say? Accepting the change. It's not this Christian thing. It's not this religious thing. I'm in the newness of life. I'm in the newness of life. My old man is dead. No, 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 no. Under Rhema, this is the operation that takes place.
It's
the process. Now I know the operation. It's like, yo, hold up now. I'm under Rhema. And then you recognize. No, I'm going to say this. You recognize because you kind of put it out there. You put it out there. No, that stupid man ain't there. Uh-uh. No desire. Look at that. He really is buried. You're like, oh, man. Oh, I can do this. And he's really, it's under the water. All right, now, you've already got power. Don't ask for none.
Can I ask a question?
You sure
I
can.
I want to make sure I got this really plain.
Yes, you can.
I got some attacking to do. So you say, do not attack anymore the surface of your problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Just kind of like break that down a little bit for me.
Okay,
give me like an analogy.
Okay, analogy. For me.
Okay.
Right? For me, there's been a God has blessed me financially, and he really has. And there's a situation where I take on too much, and I don't structure very well in that. And so then by the time it's said, and then I'm running like everywhere to try to get everything done. But if I were to look back on what God did in a month and pulled back and watched and waited in patience, I could have taken care of all of my needs. But because I spread and I do things a bit sporadically at times. Now, my principality, or my surface is lack. My principality is poor structure. Don't call to answer my lack. Call to answer my structure. And stay on. And stay on it. And then the more I stayed on it, the crazier things started to get. But there was a break in the realm of the spirit.
Lack isn't.
It's not there.
The problem.
It's not the problem.
Right. Okay.
It's the man in the poor structure of the man.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's the core of the problem.
So that's the principality.
That's the principality.
Okay. Just like Brother Joshua, the Lord told him.
Oh yeah, I gotta see myself greater than what I am.
That means low self esteem. So it's not the low self esteem.
So it's not change my diet. Change my appearance.
Exactly.
That's it. That's
to
a service.
Deeper.
There you go, Jay. There you go.
That's really good.
There you go.
Understand what I'm saying? Why do I feel this way?
Okay.
It can be from something that
only the principality,
in the past, or something that was generational, or something that
only the principality.
Maybe somebody has said you ain't gonna never be nothing.
Okay.
So God will take you to the core of the thing.
Okay.
And see, we'll be praying for just the surface. Lord, use me. That's not the problem, because He always uses you. I'm using you, but you still feel less of me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So now it is not that you're not being seen, heard, or respected. It's the fact that it's something deeper. So instead of saying, Lord, use me, and a lot of people pray about that. Lord, use me. No, you got low self-esteem. That's your problem.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
And so we are attacked, and we go in, and then when we come back out, we just as weak than when we went in, and just as confused. But guess what? On the next day or 2 days later, we're back into the
same
prayer
thing.
Again.
Because people are only targeting the surface. The Lord just gave me an analogy while you were talking. He said, look at a hornet's nest. You attack the hornets that are coming from the tree towards the house, and you're only killing the hornets coming at the house.
You attack the nest.
Kill the nest. Get to the nest.
Just like the ant. If you get to the motherboard of it.
Colony. You know,
you take it out. You're worried about what's crawling in your bed.
Wow. So
you understand?
Because see, I tend to deal with the principality, and then I hit that too.
You can, Kirk. You can, as long as you're directed at the principality first.
Okay.
That's what Jesus did.
Right.
I didn't understand your question before.
Okay.
You touch the principality, and then you can touch your surface. But don't let your gaze come off your principality. And they will try to make you back down by putting pressure on you. Because you're hitting something that's going to destroy the yoke. Watch this. This is what he said to me. He said, in that day that thy burden shall be removed from off thy shoulders and the yoke from off your neck. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord told me. Watch this. The burden's on your shoulders. The yoke is on your neck. What comes first on your body, the shoulder or the neck, Kurt? Going down.
The
neck's first. And the yoke is the source of the problem. The burden comes because of the yoke. So he said it one way, but then he told me this. He said, but the first is last and the last is first. He said, I start with the yoke that's on your neck, then I take the burden.
That's what I told Mom. I start praying. Like, you know I used to walk.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that. Y'all, I used to walk without any help. But I asked God, I said, I'm going back to the origin of where this actually happened and where it began at, that the accident was, 7 years ago, and I'm still not walking on my own. And I began to attack that, but when I did that, it got worse.
That's exactly what happened.
I'm going to tell the truth, and I kind of like slacked up because I was in more pain,
because
so I stopped saying it.
I promise you, Elder Barber, it gets worse.
Yeah.
But under the newness of life, under the revelation of the newness, when you're attacking a principality and you're not in position, he gonna make you back off because you ain't in position to tell him to stand down. But the revelation of the operation, don't lose me now, guys, the revelation of the full operation gives you superhuman strength to deal with. And it backs down. Quick. Jesus said to the winds, he said, he rebuked them. Meaning he paralyzed. To rebuke means to paralyze. Then he said to the sea, peace, be still. Why would he have to talk to the sea if it's going to eventually calm down anyway because the winds? It'll still keep going. That, but he made it stop instantly.
Immediately.
I'm going to tell you why when he said peace, be still. He said, I've made my awareness. And you take knowledge of who I am.
That's it. That's good.
And that's what that was.
And then the sea, I don't know how, to me that's a tremendous, How does the sea just lay flat just like that?
Mm-hmm. Because we have dominion over those things.
Come on, man.
When he spoke, he said, my awareness.
Come on.
When he said peace, he said, I am making my awareness be known.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Right?
Meaning that everything around had to bow down.
Everything had to bow
down. Therefore,
water don't work like that.
And then he said, peace be still. Now, you're going to acknowledge what I just said.
And it was still.
And anytime that you let the enemy know, because you're speaking with knowledge. And if you're speaking with knowledge and understanding and awareness, and that's why you always hear pastors say, okay, now y'all get ready to hear. Y'all get ready to prophesy now. And everybody be quiet. That means you have not taken the awareness. You have not taken any knowledge of what just been said. Because therefore, if you have, the power now is in your mouth to say peace. Because now that thing, that whatever's been on you, whatever that necromancer is, whatever that's been antagonizing you, whatever it is, now you have this newness on that you can say, I'm making my awareness known.
Come on now.
Go ahead, Mom. That's good. That's good.
Come on now.
Now my knowledge is, and you take knowledge.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on now. That's 100%. It's 100%. And that's what God has been trying to let us understand is our position in this baptizo and now in this newness. That's why we've got to mark for the newness, because when you have the awareness of the power and where you really are.
So you can't stop.
You can't.
Speaking. Because the more you speak, you're not just speaking to the enemy. You're speaking to yourself. Because as you're speaking,
that's
you're
right.
hearing.
That's
and
right.
as you're hearing,
it's
you're
building your faith.
Power.
It sure is faith coming
and as
by
you're
what?
Getting
hearing.
Exactly.
That's so good, man.
That's
so good. It's
now,
so
when
good.
Two or three come in his name, now who you got?
Forget about it.
Who is the two?
Forget about it.
You don't step in because now you understand what you're saying. And so now that comforter come in too. And now it's two going at it, so he has to.
It's the sound. It's the sound of Ramus 3 coming out your mouth. You see the change on you.
Yeah.
You feel the change in your mind, and you can hear it coming out your mouth. And you got a threefold cord, man. That's attacking. You whooping behind there. That's because that is the newness. The newness. You can't listen. I hate this. I hate the church trying to push doubt away. You can't push doubt away. It's way too strong. You'll never get rid of doubt until you get under Rhema, and Rhema renews you. It brings you back to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't try to say, I rebuke you, and you're trying to force this. They don't hear that. They don't hear that. When you called me with that abdomen problem, I checked my whereabouts, and I said, this ain't staying here. This is out of here.
And I was really I was about to say 911, come and get me.
I felt that. I really did. I said, nah, that ain't going down like that. I felt my whereabouts. I had an awareness of where I was, that I was in the right position to go up and handle it and see it done. And there are times as over the years you blank out and you just leave. And then you know you're not there and you know the results are gonna change.
Yeah, that's because you have taken aware of. You have made aware of who you are.
Yeah.
And so now all that knowledge that you have, it begins to come.
Comes,
and it gets
man.
Stirred up. And so
power.
Now there's a different sound when you utter words. There's a different sound.
Because
you know that you're going in and it's going, this thing going to change.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it is going to be
and
what
then
I just
it changes.
Said. And it's just like when I tell the enemy, oh, you're going to leave up out of here. You got two choices. You're going to go. Oh, you really gonna get drained. So hey, pick your choice.
I'm
serious because I have knowledge that I know
that's the truth.
That I have angels.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, don't play with that now. You open that there, and you really open that, and angels only move. When you know,
they
gotta
go. You understand what I'm saying?
They don't move because the Bible says so.
No, it's not awareness.
They move because
that's
they know you're aware. They hear the sound of Rhema faith. They
and
hear
they,
the sound.
And they run. They come
and they go. They hearken to the voice of Rhema.
And then that's where I asked the question, Pastor, because I began to say, wait a minute, what is wrong? I can see movement in just about everything else except when it comes out of my condition. And I realized now I was seeing movement when the pain increased, but I didn't understand that was movement. Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh man, see that?" I'm like, "Oh God, what is this?" Mm-hmm. And I just it was because it was like that when I first got hurt.
Ella, what do you believe would be the principality of your problem? I know what it is because I know the word of the Lord to you. I know what it is.
You do, but you can tell me.
You told me for years.
Tell me.
It's your eating. The principality is your eating. When you are just in the realm of healthy eating with God and the pounds are dropping off, the pain begins to subside. The principality isn't the pain. It's what you're eating.
And that's the one I can.
And that's your strong mate.
Oh Lord, I hear you, Father.
That's all it is.
Because I can see movement in everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, spontaneously, except for this.
And that's all it is, Elder. God has put you on a restricted diet,
and
you won't stay on it. But when you come back and you're on it for like a few months, everybody's seeing it. You're walking like this. You're walking. Everything's changing. The principality has nothing to do with pain.
So what I got to do?
Kill the principality of eating, of the habit of eating.
Okay.
Different things that
all you got to do is be obedient to, you have the word. The word of the Lord is the word of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do to change that. But to be obedient to it.
Right.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
I'm not going to let you go prophetess away, because there ain't too many people that can walk away. I'm so serious. I said it today. She's amazing. Amazing. Let me tell you why. God called her off a shrimp like maybe 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
About maybe 15, 16. Right before we got married, this was a shrimp girl. I asked her today. This is why I interrupted her. I asked her today. I said, "Did you stop eating shrimp out of obedience or dislike?" She said, "Obedience." I told me to stop. She never turned. For all those, and this was a girl. Take me by Winn-Dixie. Let me get some shrimp. I like the way they do that shrimp.
I know.
Take me by Winn-Dixie. Let me get some shrimp. It's like three, 4 times we take
about Winn-Dixie. And now she's a love thing.
I'm scared. I'm telling her, come back to the beef. I'm telling her, come
home. Because
I'll start to hear her say, "Oh, honey, really, let me tell you the truth. The Lord called me on." I don't want to hear that now because I'm a beef man. All right? So my point is, she can go a route in that. That word is enough for her. She keeps what he said in front of her. For you, Elder, for guys like me, I have to stay in the rhema to support what he said. For the rhema to strip me, I can't be involved with trying to obey God. I will disobey him.
Amen.
I'll tell the truth, man, and shame the devil. I will disobey him just like that.
Come to that good eat.
You understand? You understand? There are times where I do it, man, we'll say, "That's enough of that. Put that down. Let me just give one more."
Yeah.
Just one.
You don't feel right.
You understand? But bottom line is, but under rhema, when I'm under the rhema word, all of what God wants me to do is in order. He instructs. He reminds. He causes. And he gives strength. She can hear one word and stay in that place forever. That ain't everybody. And it's not me.
I think it's because of the mindset that I have that I don't know my lineage.
It's amazing.
I don't know my birth parents. In the family.
But she be drawing strength from that.
When
one.
He say that, I have to.
Yeah, she doesn't know what's coming through.
Because
the
Because I don't know.
So she takes it as death or life. She takes it as death or life. Just that one word. She doesn't need. Who do you think made up that song? Just one word?
Just one word. Okay.
Just one word. That's her. That was her. Because when she hears a word, she stays in it. God be having to remind me of a word he gave me 3 years ago through a new word he said to me today.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word he gave me, I'm like, "Oh, I remember that."
We'll do it now.
Yeah.
But he said it through something else. I can't live off of that.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I'm not going to even try. The rhema has to kill me every day. Yes. Paul said, I die daily, every day. It has to kill me every day. It has to kill, if I don't get up to die, if I don't get up to die, I will live. I will walk in my flesh. I will live in my flesh. This word was tailor-made for people like me.
But me too.
Amen.
Amen.
And I have no shame in saying that, praise God.
It's got to be an answer.
Hallelujah. You get in that rhema, and you stay there, and it will bring you back to the obedience of the diet by the strength of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.